We didn't. We didn't wear olive and coffee-colored duds, or red stars, or black berets when the whole world burned from Tripoli to London. We didn't throw Molotovs in the sweat-soaked night. We didn't dance to the chorus of Breaking Glass. We didn't chant slogans, sing anthems in the throaty darkness. We did eat corn chips and applaud the rebel forces from our couches between reruns of soda commercials. We remembered then that we were thirsty. We smacked our salty lips together. Worm mouths lisp into the ears of kings, but how long can we distract us? How long do our pleasure responses last, dopamine flooding synapses every time we chew peanut butter cups? I'm not saying now that we need to set fires, but if we must, let's try not to get caught. Remember, they can pull your prints from the insides of latex gloves. Remember that a naturally occurring fire has a single point of origin. Near an electrical box is good. We could probably get away with it. I'm not saying we have to set a fire, but we're going to need something to warm our hands. We'll need something people could follow through the night. A sailor's pole star, celestial navigation. We don't have to start a fire, but what else would we use to burn this whole place down?